beyond the honeymoon. The first year of their marriage is an extremely happy one. Without really thinking about it, John and Mary meet each other's basic needs quite well. John remains affectionate, patient, and as caring as he was when they dated. Mary responds passionately during lovemaking. They spend considerable time together and share their hopes and dreams in long conversations. Mary takes tennis lessons so that she can keep up with John in his favorite recreational pastime. Mary knows she can trust John because he is so honest in everything. John is proud of his attractive wife and feels particularly pleased with how she handles details around the house while still keeping her secretarial job on a part-time basis. John earns an excellent income as a computer analyst, but he and Mary have agreed that she should work as much as she likes, at least for the present. Mary feels secure with John, who gives every indication he loves being settled down with a home and family. She feels proud of John and often tells him so. During their first year of married bliss, what happens to the balances in each partner's love bank? Interestingly enough, John and Mary do not accumulate points at the rate they did before the marriage, mainly because they share a much wider variety of experiences than they had while dating. Now they are together when they feel good and when they feel bad. Credits and debits in their love bank accounts are being posted in accordance with the ups and downs of life. In spite of her reduced rate of earnings in the love bank, Mary's balance in John's love bank still increases. At the end of their first year of marriage, her net gain from the previous year adds up to 100 units. That brings her overall total to 1,100. Approximately the same pattern holds true for John. During the next 4 years, accounts in both love banks continue to rise. On their fifth anniversary, John still feels madly in love with Mary, and she feels the same about him. They decide to start a family, and little Tiffany arrives as they start their sixth year of marriage. Critical changes start taking place in that sixth year. Mary is still the joy of John's life, but he notices an increase in his down times. While Tiffany is a little doll and John loves her dearly, she still creates new demands and negative experiences. Taking his turn to change the baby's diaper in the middle of the night is not John's idea of a pleasant time. Also, Mary's decision not to nurse Tiffany leaves John with his share of responsibilities to walk with her and hold the bottle. In addition, Mary has a tough time losing the weight she gained while she was pregnant. As a net result of all these common little vicissitudes, Mary's balance in John's love bank drops by 100 points over the year. The loss is not that significant yet. Mary's balance still remains very high, and John feels deeply in love with her. But around the time of Tiffany's second birthday, Mary gets restless. She wants to be more than just a part-time secretary. She wants to have a more important career and doesn't want to wait until all of her children are grown and gone. She asks John if he would object if she returned to college, finished her bachelor's degree, and possibly went on for a master's in business administration. "It will take 6 years of classes," Mary explains, "but I'll quit my part-time job so I can concentrate on the baby during the day and take most of the classwork at night." John agrees to her idea enthusiastically. He enjoys a solid and stable income by now, and they don't really need Mary's paycheck. He offers to babysit for Mary while she is at school and when she needs time on occasion to finish homework assignments.